the upper room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yes!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 guten Tag.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sowell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Here I am. And let me tell you something. I am not happy. First of all, the show is 30 minutes late because of this raggedy-ass format known as BTR Radio. And now, I cannot see the damn board. And so, there may be people on hold. this is crazy, man. Talking to BTR chat right now. Trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Okay, can you click on the studio and press Control F5 at the same time? What? Oh, jeez. I like this little chick, too. She's been there for a while. Let's see here. Anyway, welcome to the J. Ryle Show, if there will be a show. You never know. Because right now, I'm in communication. I'm in communication with these people right now trying to get this thing going. I don't know what to say. You can't talk to them. You know, you're trying to get things done. It's crazy. It's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. So anyway, if we do have a show tonight, which remains to be seen, we'll talk about it. Stop at Mike night. Because, you know, when you have situations like this, you just get so upset. And, you know, please try clicking on the studio and press Control 5 at the same time on your keyboard to see if this brings up the studio. All right, let's see. Let's see what the hell she's talking about. So I'm going to hit studio, click studio, and press Control F5 at the same time. Okay, let's try that. Control F5. What was F5 at? Okay, here it is. F5, and see if that helps. Waiting for sbboard.com. Nothing. All right. Well, listen, let me say this. Today is June 8th, 2016, and if I don't get a chance to do anything else tonight, I'm definitely going to do this. Today is my oldest daughter's birthday, and I want to wish her a very happy birthday live on the air. I love my daughter. I love my daughter beyond. I love my daughter more than life itself. And so I want to say thank you and just say happy birthday to her. Now, I'm trying to do two things at one time. I'm trying to communicate with the BTR help desk, which now all of a sudden, okay. Trying to talk to them to see what's going on. And, you know, it's just. It's always something, you know, and the thing is, you try to be professional, right? And you try to have a professional show, what we would like to think on a professional format. But BTR has gotten so big now. I mean, when I first came to BTR back in 2009, it wasn't like this. So now they have all these crazy, let's see, do you have another browser you can see if it brings the studio up on? Oh, my God. Oh, like what? So you try to do your best to make this thing happen. And you know, it just gets very frustrating. And I know my folks, you always been complaining about BTR, you never leave. It's hard. Okay, imagine this. We have 82 pages of sound in this switchboard. 82 pages, right? So she's asking me to go through another browser. Okay. We have 82 pages of sound bites. And so a lot of this stuff will be lost if we go to another format, right? But I guess it doesn't really make a difference if this crap don't work half the time. I don't know, because it's crazy, because when you think about it, BTR has over 10 million listeners a month that visit this page, right? Not our page, but the BTR pages. So you have a marketing department who's out there pushing the product, but the problem is the product don't work. And so what do you do? So do you sacrifice format and things of that nature? Oh, boy. Sorry, folks, trying to talk to her at the same time right now. Versus, this is ridiculous. Had a lot to talk about tonight, too. But anyway, so you have to ask yourself the question. Do you try to move? And let me tell you this, too. I've looked at other online radio shows. When I tell you I have looked. So now I'm going in through another browser. Let's see if this works. This is ridiculous. So now I'm in Internet Explorer, and I'm trying to log into the website and try to log into the studio. So anyway, I want to say thank you, though, for everyone who's been listening to the show. And I want to say thank you to those of you all who are very patient and trying to get into the show. I know it's frustrating. You know, you listen to traditional radio, you know what's happening. There's not these hiccups. When you deal with technology and online stuff, you know, these are the situations that you run into. And it's just par for the course. And so you just have to figure out a way to get past it. But I've looked into other websites. I've looked into other online radio streams. And I haven't found anything that's remotely close to what's happening here on BTR. Now, if you can hear in the background, you can hear messages and all kind of crap going off on my phone and on my computer, people trying to get in contact with me. I know I'm getting some smart-ass remarks from – oh, here we go. Look at this. I'm ready to go. Vanessa's sending damn birds drinking beer. What kind of damn thing is that? Miss Terry, yes, is always something. And apparently, and see, now they see, here we go. The Peanut Gallery's just really throwing a little comments in. I can't stand none of them. You know, this is a good time for me to tell you, I don't like none of these people that I work with. I can't stand them. I really can't. I can't stand none of them. They get on all. Oh, damn. Now she's sending all this crap on my phone. Look at this mess. I love you, boo. Yeah, but I don't love your ass. Let's see here. What is this? I'm surprised Momo B hasn't started cursing yet. I would play some of these messages that she's been sending me, but the curse words are just too high and too hot. I can't put those on the air. So, as I try to log in, let me see. BTR is trying to talk to me. Just spinning. Jesus Christ. Anyway. This is what they do. Let me tell y'all something. Since I have a moment with just y'all, I know some of you guys are going to listen to this. It's going to come through on your iTunes. Let me tell you how much I just don't like these people on this show. And I'm going to break them down one by one. Let me start with Miss Terry ass. Miss Terry is just a thorn in the back of my ass. She makes my ass ache. She really does, because she's always trying to start fights. She's always trying to, you know, downtown people. That's what she does. She gets on my nerves. I can't stand her ass. Now let me move on over to Momo B. Momo B, look at this. Now she sends me a message. I'm trying to be a mother ducking lady. Ooh yee, ooh wee. Okay, let's see. Can you open a new tab and go to www.speednet and click and begin the test in the middle? Huh? We will need to ping and download speeds. Okay. I will open a new tab. I will follow your instructions. Oh, wow. I finally got the sign-in screen. Wait a minute. Ooh-wee. Maybe we're making some progress here. So anyway, as I was going back, Momo B. Ass is a troublemaker. Okay, let me just be honest with you. She's had a violent life, and all she wants to do is just spread bodily harm to those within her grasp. That's what she is. She's just a violent little person, just a violent little woman. If you look at her wrong, she's going to cuss you out. If you mess around and cross her, she's going to cut you or stab you. You just have to be careful about her. You know, that's why I don't like her. Rich sister, I don't really like her either, to be honest with you, because her hair is short, and she's always trying to talk about somebody. She claims she knows Jesus, and she really don't know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? She's just a person that pretends she knows Jesus. How do you go to church every Sunday and can't remember one damn Bible verse? I mean, how does that happen? I mean, if you're supposed to be a Christian, how do you go to church and just sit in church and don't know no scriptures? I mean, she knows as many scriptures as Momo B has no scriptures. And we all know, faithful listeners to the show, that Momo B don't know not one damn scripture. And she stole the Bible 2 years ago, and she still ain't read it. So how's that so? And let me move my ass to Vanessa, because Vanessa, Miss Maybelline, her ass. You know, Mr. Elias can't do no wrong. Oh, Mr. Elias. You know, I've been knowing her a lot longer than she's been knowing Mr. Elias. But why does Mr. Elias get first place in her life? I don't understand this. I don't get it. I really don't. So I don't like her ass either. She gets on my nerves. Maybelline, you get on my damn nerves. And certainly last but not least, Mr. Elias is a sorry, fat, dirty, low down, snake in the grass. I can't stand his black ass either. I don't like none of them. So why do I deal with them? I don't know. Maybe I'm a glutton for punishment. I don't get it. I don't understand. So as I try to sign into this show, what is this crap? What is she sending me? Oh my God. Ugh. Oh, my God, this is nuts. All right, so I'm going to do what she says. And I want to prove to you all how raggedy this thing is, okay? I shouldn't have to do this in the middle of a freaking show trying to fix this thing so you guys can get the full plethora. Oh, look, it's already up here. Okay, here we go. Oh, look at this. Now they call me names. Here we go. See, let me read some of this stuff to you, folks. I want you guys to be engaged. Here are your favorite radio hosts. Let me tell you what they're writing. Let's see here. So, Miss Terry puts a damn dog that's laughing. I don't know what the hell's up with that mess. Momo B's calling me a mother ducker. Yeah, that's, usual. Oh, look at this. Here come Momo B. See, look, she's starting to fight even in the social media world. She's starting to fight. Look at this. Vanessa thinks she's all that. You better spit that S-H-I-T. Then she says Jay's fronting. Then here come Miss Terry. We deal with your high butt ass. Now, my butt is not high. Anyone who knows me knows my ass is not high. I have a regular ass, and it sits regularly. I don't have a high ass. But see, if you listen to these people, they think I have a high ass. My ass is not high. It sits regular. It's a nice brother ass. And that's what it is. But no, these jokers here, I got a high ass. My ass is not high. They call me fat. I'm not fat. They call me all these names. Miss Terry said I got a make-believe girlfriend. I mean, what kind of mess is this? This is what they do. And I'm supposed to love these people? How they insult me all the time? Not recognizing how great I am and how nice looking I am and all these things. They always, here we go. See, everybody knows your ass is high as hell. See, look, I'm a fake. Look, see, look at this. See, I wish you guys can see. I'm reading this straight from my phone. This is called cyberbullying right now. This is a cyberbully situation that's going on right now. It really and truly is. This is what they're doing. They're sending me all these messages while I'm trying to fix the show and get the show going. Oh, know how I know, because I can see it's your fake. Oh, and then she, okay, here, see, here we go. The little violet one, she's calling me Alexander O'Neill. See, here we go. See, you're fake. See, this, see, insults. This is cyberbullying. This is, parents, this is what happens when your kid is at school and they got bullies. They be sending all this crap on it. See, I can't get rid of this. I can't turn my phone off because I won't get messages. So while my phone is on, I'm getting cyber bullied right here live on the air. So not only does my radio show don't work, everything's broke, now I'm getting cyber bully messages from, you know, my peeps. This is how it works. But I'm glad we're spending this time together because, you know, sometimes you just have to be alone and have to express your true feelings without interruptions, without being called a high-butt-ass Negro, you know, not, you know, that kind of stuff. Every now and then it's good to just be in a situation like that. I would give you the phone number, but you can't call in. If you do, you just be on hold because I can't see you as I try to run multiple tests here on BTR, and I'm talking to their support people. Can you open? Okay. Test your internet with. What does this have to do? Oh, my God. Whatever. See, now they're trying to blame my stuff. Okay. Testing. Oh, Lord have mercy. This is crazy. 347-850-1272, just in case you want. Oh, here we go. Oh, here's a big, nice, long message. Here it is. Momo, I don't think I'm. Oh, here we go. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. See, now they're fighting. Here we go. Look at this. They're fighting right now. Momo, I don't think that I'm all that. You have your health, mind, and crap. Money can't buy me better health. No, I don't cuss in that ghetto. Sorry, that's not me, but, oh, Lord Hammer. Jay brought me here, and he's the only one that can tell me to leave. Look, see, now they're fighting. Now they're fighting. See, I told you. See, Momo B is, she's just a bully. No matter where she goes, she finds a way. Have you ever seen anyone? What is this? Okay. Have you ever seen anyone that starts fights with people in cyberspace? This is, you know you violent when you know how to start fights with people that's not even in your same area. You're a little violent joker. She's a little gangster. And that's what gangsters do. She's taking gangstering to the high to the 21st century. Now she's gangstering people on cyberspace. You know, what can you do? I'm really getting frustrated with BTR right now, to be honest with you. Scan for errors. Which one do I hit? Do I hit that? What do I do? Do I hit scan or what do I do? Do I hit scan or what? Oh, this is ridiculous. Do I hit scan? Oh, boy, this is radio. I love it. Live radio. Do I hit scan? Or do I hit run, download, or enjoy faster PC? Which one do I do? Do I hit scan now? There you go. Do I hit scan now? Now, they're fighting. There's a big war going on right now in cyberspace. Because that's what they do. That's what they do, guys. God bless them, though. I wish I knew a scripture because I would recite a scripture right now just to try to, you know, here it is. Or here they go. Now they're fighting. Here we go. Let's read them. I want you guys to be involved. I'm not fighting. I don't give a damn. I'm if you don't care, why are you talking about it? Otherwise, they can't phase me. Look, see that? This is what's going on right now. No, you will want to press the begin test button in the middle of the map. I did that. Oh, God, I did this already. I did that. And the scan now page popped up. Ugh. Well, folks, you know, we love you. We really and truly do. And you know what I can do? Let me see something here. Here we go. Look, otherwise, they can't face. I have to care in order for to be affected. I don't know you. I don't care. Oh, God. Here we go. Let's see. Look, now they're fighting. It's hilarious how these people get so. Oh, here we go. What is this? Is there a bar moving in the middle of the map? Oh, my God, lady. No. No, there's no bar moving. Nothing. No. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I tell you, no. Please hold. Oh, my God, this is crazy. Hey, while Jay's on here talking crap, damn what he's talking about. He's calling me on the other line like I want to listen to what the hell he got to say. Damn him. Hold on, folks. Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hold on. Hold on.
Automatic voice message system.
Huh?
Hang that up.
Man, I don't know how to hang it up. Hold on.
Not available.
There you go. Did you hang it up?
Yeah, I guess it's gone. I don't know hell. How the hell did that happen?
Because I don't know what the hell happened. But I am in. I got in on my phone, man. My phone. I can unmute people on my phone. Hello, how about that? How you like me now? And I heard all that little stupid stuff you were saying about me, man. I don't really appreciate that. Now, you know, I can't see you and mute your ass now. Now, what was that you said about me earlier?
I didn't say nothing, Mr. Elias. I just wanted to talk to my good buddy.
That's what you said. Yeah, I know. Let's see if I can unmute the rest of them, man. This is on my phone.
Well, they fight now, so I don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm going to be the star of the fight in cyberspace. Now, you know. Are you following this?
Hello?
Are you following this, man?
I didn't start anything. I didn't start nothing.
Oh, here we go. Oh, Lord, here it is.
I'm going to start punching people in the eyes.
You're dead wrong. Yo, you can punch me at anything you want to, but I didn't start nothing. I did not start anything. I'm just here chilling. As a matter of fact, I'm drug free, drink free. I'm everything free. So
you don't sound drink free. That's a damn
lay
show.
Lay off me. I don't care how I sound. Lay off me. Cause I'm.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Why do you bully people in cyberspace?
Hey, baby. My favorite.
Why are you sending me these messages?
We don't like you.
No, you didn't. Wait a minute. You did. Okay, you're right. Let's see. Let's go.
Let me. Okay,
whatever. See, now we're going to. All right, folks. Watch this. Here we go.
I ain't saying nothing.
Okay, you should
get it right, homeboy.
I'm
going to
get it right. Here it is. I'm going to get it right for you right now.
Here we go.
There we go. She didn't send me no messages though. Hold on. Let me.
It's not you per se.
Operating system is sure.
It used to be stragglers.
Yeah, man.
We got rid of them.
Yeah.
It used to be talk too much, motherfuckers.
Hear that? See?
Listen.
Now it's only sly, motherfuckers.
See, listen. Listen. How many times did I curse? Listen, folks.
They do this. They on that.
See, okay. All right, I got to cut it off there. Okay, see, now she just said she didn't send me nothing. Now, whose voice is that?
Yeah, no, hold on. Time out. First of all, I didn't send it to you per se. I sent it to a group of people. A group is a group. I'm not shy about my stuff. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Don't say how you acting like I sent it to you on a slide. I did it. I said it. Everybody who I talk about heard it. And that's just what it was. Now, part two is, what you going to do about it? Who's going to do something about it? Tell me. I'm waiting.
There it is. That's what happened. There it is.
Now, on pause. I'm just waiting.
Well, thank you.
Continue with the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Jesus Christ. Anyway, folks, as you can see, we all here, with the exception of... Now, hold up. Is Maybelline here, Maybelline?
I don't see it out here. You're the one that's bringing this to the public. This is all private. We all do this behind the scenes. You bring this... We did. I was having a session with me and the fans because I'm tired of y'all cyberbullying me.
What did I do with you, Jay?
Now you can you
because y'all done called me a hyper Negro. You done called me a fake. Yeah.
Wait. In that clip you just played, did I call you a name?
Well, I don't know who you called name. It was so much cussing. I didn't hear nothing. All I heard was Mother Ducker. That's all I heard. I didn't hear nothing
now
else.
Now you don't know nothing. All right. So, Mr. Elias, you heard him. He don't know nothing now. I did not mention his behind. I'm cool and I'm quiet.
She just violent. She violent. Mm-hmm. See how violent she is, folks. It's a beautiful thing, though.
Well,
what's wrong with that?
I like how you step in. You step right in for an ass whipping, but I'm good. I can give you one tonight.
That should threaten to whip my ass. That should threaten to whip my ass. Y'all heard it live. She threatened to whip my ass. And, you know, that's what she. You know, that's see. I gotta watch myself around this one. I got to because if you know, I gotta watch my back.
Damn it.
Because she's violent. You know, she may have a gun in her purse or something. You know what I'm saying? You got to check her ass when you're around her. When you hug her, you know, put your hands in the back of her hair for, you know, you may feel a razor blade back there because she's slick like that. You just got to watch her. She's loaded all the way down. Well, it is Wednesday, and it has been one of the most unique shows in the almost 7 year history of this network. I'm still talking to BTR. Nothing is happening. Still talking to support here, Madeline. And anyway, so Terry, how are you doing this beautiful evening?
Bless.
Oh my God! I mean, is this church thing really working on you, or I mean, what's going on here? I mean, more and more. See, can you do me a favor? Can
you
know,
Jay,
figure out a way to get?
Really wanted to come. The reason why I wanted to really come to the show, because remember that young kid, 17 years old, that went to prison?
Are you talking about
Devontae
the brother we did the show on the Sirius side?
He got out today. He got out today.
Devontae Sanford.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
He got out today. Yes, he did.
8 years.
Is that right?
He got free today. Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. That's some good news right there.
Yeah, his mom called me, and she did a live video with me. Yes, he's out. I was like, what?
Look, do me a favor. Call his mother back and tell her we want her to be a guest on the Sirius side this Sunday.
Okay. I'll call her.
Because you know, we've been talking about that off and on throughout the years. So it'd be nice to get her on the show, because she came on the show one time. Remember that? And talk to us about what was going on with him. So how did he get out? What happened? Were they overturned it finally?
I think they overturned it. I think they dropped the charges, right?
Right, because they found out that the one guy that
that's in jail
that did it, that admitted to doing it, they finally started listening to what was going on. That's what I believe. Because I've been following it. I kept up on it, but yeah. Yeah,
because that's out of Detroit. We was hoping that, you know, fake-ass Dr. Princess Odilia would follow up with him, but she never did.
Well, if you have her on your Facebook, she put videos up of it, and the TV was
on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have her on my Facebook.
Everything.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let her know we want her on this Sunday. And, you know, we confirm that up because we want to really get her on and talk about it, because I know she has to be as happy as I don't know what, and I'm just so ecstatic. That is, you know what, that made my damn day. It really
did. That made my day, too. 8 years, you
wow.
played?
Mine, too. Yeah.
Wow.
That kid.
That kid what, Mr. Elias?
No, I'm getting all kind of messages.
Oh, yeah. Man,
that kid suffered. That kid suffered through all kind of
He did, and he's mentally challenged, too, and that's the thing that's so sad about it.
Is.
So, you know, but Momo B, I just, okay, you can close out the feed, and you can try clearing out the cookies and covering it like, yeah, it's a studio.
What
the hell are you talking? I'm reading what these people are telling me here on this thing. All right, so Momo B, now I know that. Now, how does this fit? Does it remind you of when you were released from prison, the joy you felt when they let you out of jail? Is this the same feeling? Can you tell us how that feeling is when you're finally released from being incarcerated?
No, it's not the same feeling because he's innocent. I was never innocent on any of my charges.
Oh,
but, but I'm sure the feeling of freedom still feels the same. So God bless him. And that makes me happy. I really am. I'm happy for any kid. He's a kid. He really is.
Oh,
I am happy about all that. So, you know, come to me acting like I know, you know, I'm happy. I'm tired of people stereotyping me as being some cruel hearted, not knowing what's going on, mother ducker, they don't care about children.
Sorry.
I care about children. I do. And that's what I want to say. I care about children. I don't care about grown-ups. I really don't. I don't give a damn about anybody grown unless I know them and I like them. Other than that,
well, we kind of figured that out already.
Yeah, I don't give a damn. I don't. Oh, and I don't care. No, I didn't. But I'm just telling you that what I feel is what I feel. That's what I feel. I can feel any way I want to feel. That's what I can do. I'm entitled to my feelings. So, yes, I feel I'm happy that he's okay, his mom's okay, he finally got out, everybody's happy. But I feel sad about what he went through because I know he went through some stuff. Anybody who's incarcerated goes through some stuff. Ain't nobody above the system. Anybody in the system is going to go through some stuff. The system is designed to make you feel pain, feel sorry. It's just a bad thing to go through. I can't even express it. If y'all never been through it, and I'm sure a lot of people want to jump in and say, oh, yeah. But no. Unless you've been through it, shut up. Because nobody has been through the system. So if you've been through it, good talk. Otherwise, you ain't have no idea. It is not pretty. None of it's pretty. It's designed to be painful It's designed for a specific purpose, and that's to punish you from the crimes you did. Whether you're innocent or guilty, it's designed for whoever's in there, they're going to be punished. They can't favor you because, oh, I think he's innocent. No, everybody gets the same punishment. And the punishment is real. And it's not good. Even if you know somebody didn't do whatever, it's not good. It's not a good feeling. I don't wish jail on nobody, even my worst enemies. I don't wish jail on nobody. Wow. I think people would rather be dead than to go to jail. And I'm talking about long periods of time. I'm talking about no 4 year, 5 year suspend. No. I'm talking about if you get 20 years of life, yeah. I think you might want to go hang yourself because unless you're prepared for what you're going through, because they go through a lot, it's not a pretty picture. And that's all I'm saying. The minute I get caught on my crime, I'm out of here. I ain't seeing nobody's box. They're not doing whatever they want, mistreating me, not feeding me, fucking me in my ass. You're not doing that to me.
Excuse you. I know it's an abbreviated show and all, pimp, but please, thank you.
That's
all. Jail, see her amount of being in jail. That's how they talk in prison.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You can't talk about jail and want that to be all hunky dory, word by word, script by script. No. But okay, next segment, please. Let's talk about something pretty on next slide.
Hey, what segment? just want to give up. Oh my God, the board came up. Lord Jesus. Well. Okay. It don't look like it's up, really. Oh, look, see, look, this is a new board. Look at this, Miss Elliott. This is new.
All you got to do is believe, honey.
Look at this, man.
Believe
so now,
what?
Okay, they've changed. See, here we go.
Ass.
Look at this.
You will definitely
they've
be
changed
that.
The, they've changed the damn board.
They will definitely rape your ass in jail. They will definitely bend you over and do whatever they want to do to you in jail.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm just saying, if you don't want to talk about it, then we got to move on. Because
I'm done. Why are you talking about somebody getting raped? What is wrong with you?
Because somebody said you better believe. And I just
why are you talking about somebody
that?
Getting raped in jail? Your ass is just gone. I mean, what? Really?
I'm not going. I'm following.
Where did that come from?
You tapping your buttons, I'm listening to the show.
Tap my button.
Well, why
listen
to
my
the show
again?
Miss Elias, please
anyway.
Tell him that the show is going on while he's tapping his buttons.
Why are you bringing up butts and stuff in jail getting raped? What is? Oh Lord, here Ernest and message somebody. What the hell does he want?
Ernest.
He said, Momo B's drunk. I'm on hold. Well, good, you're on hold. I can't get to you.
No, first of all, I am not. And keep him on hold because he ain't got nothing good to say.
Well, I can't get to him anyway. I can't see the damn board. So,
that's
hi, Ernest.
That's good. You should never read that stupid shit because ain't nobody got
hey, watch your mind. See, now we can't
now
hear him. She's going
to
lose her damn mind.
No, Mr. Liz, I'm sorry. I said the N word. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Forgive me. Please forgive me, Miss Elias.
Look, Ernest said drunk and cursing. Ha 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 ha. He said drunk and hateful. Ha 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 ha.
You still reading Ernest stuff from the sidelines.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I don't want to get cussed out. I won't read anymore, I promise.
Yeah,
oh,
and you need not, because if he's not on the floor, then who cares?
You do sound kind of drunk, though, to be honest with you.
I don't care what I sound. If I tell you what I did today, you would know what I am. I get a lot of things.
All we have to do is wait 5 minutes, and if we hear this, that means her ass is drunk as a skunk and she'd have passed out. Hey,
no,
mama, what do you think about
no.
this? Drunk ass.
You
all right. This is crazy. I'm talking to BTR right now. Okay. I'm talking to BTR, trying to figure out what's going on. I'm at a point now, and she sent me, let me tell you what she tried to do. They try to figure out a way to blame somebody else, so she sent me to a website that supposedly checks the internet speed, right? So now, I did what she said do, and guess what? It says my internet speed is fast, which I don't know what the hell they got that from, because I think it's slow, but that's okay. So now she's trying to tell me to do something else.
Fast enough for what they're doing. Mm. That's what they mean. Fast enough for what they're doing.
Yeah, it's bull crap.
So it means that they're okay for what they're doing. So you good. You should be good.
You're not leaving BTR, so, you know, it's just...
No, see, here you come. See, you know what? See, oh, my God. See, here you go.
I'm not saying nothing mean. I'm not saying nothing mean. I'm just saying
You're just needling me. Yes, you are. You're needling me. Oh, here you come. You know what, man? Are they going to do this to us all night? These two here,
no,
man,
we're not.
They just double-team people.
I haven't said anything to you that's negative. I'm just saying. It's just a bad night. And
sensitive in the ass,
because
Ernest is on the line. Now he's
going to
get butt sensitive. I ain't got no
time. All right, so anyway, so
hey,
tonight's going
to
be an abbreviated show, What'd you say, Mr. Elias?
I just want to wish my baby Nicole a happy birthday.
Yeah.
23
my
years
baby's
old.
Birthday is today.
Wow.
23, bro.
23.
23 years old.
Aww,
happy birthday.
That's so sweet.
Yo, I listened to a show today.
What show you listened to?
3 years ago, because she just turned 20 in that show, and it was how to get out of a date. It was how to get out of a date. I listened to that show today. It was quite entertaining to me. And your baby
how to get out of
was
a date.
20 on that day. Yes, how do you get out of a date?
How do you get out of a date?
I'm not gonna tell you, but it was funny. You gotta go listen to the rewind. I listened to it. You gotta go listen to it too. But it was your daughter's birthday. You had this whole 3 minute commentary set up, but you couldn't say it because BTR was yet again acting up. I'm not trying to hate.
Was it? Are you serious?
It was acting up 3 years ago.
So now this is June 8th.
And you said. My whole 3 minute commentary was dedicated to my daughter, but yet again, BTR is acting up. You was mad about that then. So now I'm really trying to say,
here
like,
we are
here. Sorry, what's up? Yeah, here
you
here. Here. What's up? The little
girl.
But the show was, it was entertaining. It was entertaining, but I saw a little bit of an Oz here and there that I was like, yeah, I'm glad we don't do that no more. But
oh, okay, I'm going to go back and listen now. I'm curious.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you something. You're right. If you go back, I was listening to a show the other day, man. I was falling out because something, I don't know what Momo B said. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
I couldn't breathe after she got done talking. It's hilarious. Like, if I go on a long road trip, I'll just say, you know what, let me stick in a few shows. And I tell you, I am cracking up. And it's so funny because there are some people who send me messages and they're responding to something. I'm like, what are they talking about? So apparently they've listened to an old show. And I'm like, dude, I mean, that's like a year ago. I mean, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Right?
But it's
so
good. It don't matter when you listen to it. It's good. A good show is a good show. It don't matter when you aired it or when somebody listened to it.
ridiculous.
Because I got,
it is
I got the Explosion shows, I got Mac Mama shows, and I got Tish shows. So I'm good for the rest of my
Mac
life.
Mac Mama. Let's talk about that
one
right there.
I'm good for the rest of my life. Now, every time I play something from back in the day, I be laughing. And today was that show. Well, what do you do on a blind date? And I was cracking up. I was cracking up.
Wait a minute.
I love it.
Wait a minute.
I love the flashback.
Oh, damn.
I do. I do. It's so entertaining.
What are you doing? Trying to get out of a blind date. I can imagine.
It was
some
your
of those responses.
It was your and she just turned 20. That's how old she was, 20.
Oh, man.
That
wow,
day
that was 3 years
show.
Ago. My
yeah,
baby.
So yeah, I laugh.
Wow.
I love it. I love
20.
The rewinds. So they, you ain't got to be
some
here
of my
when the show air. As long as the rewinds are in act, then it's all good. Because I listen to some rewinds and I always crack up. They get me through my long road trips. I'm like dying.
Some of them are funny. I mean, there's no
some
no
of them.
Geez. Yeah, some of them are funny. There's no doubt.
Them.
I mean. Oh,
most
God.
Of them,
some of them are just hilarious.
Them, and that's just not funny to you, Jay. To me, they still be funny. You always pick something like, oh, they curse too much. Oh, they got out of hand. I still love them shows, too. So you may think they're not funny, but I love every one of them. I'm like, yes.
Oh, God. I'm just saying
I
that some
it.
Of that stuff
that's
is just,
my
oh, my God.
Day.
Yeah,
Sunday,
some of that stuff
Monday,
is crazy.
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Yes.
Oh, God. What was that show? You know, I listened to that show not too long ago, maybe a few months back. That show when Home Team it came back, man. He was talking about he was he had those sex midgets. Oh, man. When I tell you, dude, I was laughing so hard. Remember that Mr. Elias, he was saying that he tried to get into the sex midget business? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Mm-mm-mm.
And, I
have
yet, I have even yet to get into those shows. So it's just
oh,
a lot of things
God.
On the rewinds that it's just shows for days in a crate. So yeah,
there's a lot of
can't nobody
there,
ever pull people on the road trip if you pull up some things. I actually downloaded them onto my flash drive. Like whenever I go somewhere, I just plug it in. And God knows what comes up, but I guess what? I make it. I make my 8 hour, 9 hour, 15 hour trips. I be making it. You listen to Blog Talk. So as much as, this is what I'm saying. As much as you talk about Blog Talk and you try to down Blog Talk has got me through a lot of trips. I'm telling you, no
well,
matter
right.
who's on
you're
the
right.
show and who's talking, they have got me through a lot of weight and arrived alive. Yeah, they
arrive alive. You need to make one of those
arrive
signs
alive.
That put on the side of the highway. You know how to be trying to rhyme
yes.
to get messages across? Arrive
alive. Arrive
alive.
Get down with Blog Talk video. Yes.
Yeah,
it's
always funny.
I would not say it's
not
true.
There's no doubt. She's absolutely correct about that. What'd you say, Mr. Elias?
I'm
so done talking to this shit. Okay. Okay. I can't. I did it. Alrighty then,
yeah,
and I
man.
Just got disconnected. So that, well, one thing I can announce, since this is kind of informal, there's a new rap label out there, and so I talked to the CEO. Matter of fact, I'm going to send him this package right now. I'm supposed to send it to his ass 3 days ago. He wants to use us as his exclusive. He wants us to. he wants to. Oh, here we go, right here. I just found it. Yeah, I did. He wants to use us to expose his artist. Now, he said something to me that I thought was funny. He says, well, before we go any further, he says, let me ask you a question. Do you guys charge for interviews? I'm thinking, no.
Yeah.
Who charges for interviews?
Oh,
well, maybe I
know a few people that do, even on Blog Talk.
Yeah, maybe they do. Some people do.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not like it's unheard of. That's why he's asking.
Well, yeah. I was like, no, we don't do that, brother. I said, just I'll send you some information over. And you never know. You know, some of these startup jokers, man, they get out
you
there
don't
and get
charge
big,
for
man.
Interviews. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I didn't say I was going to charge for an interview. The guy asked me, do you charge for interviews?
Wait a minute. So you can charge for an interview?
Well, yeah, see, that's what I was thinking.
What are you talking about? Do you know that BTR, even as raggedy as y'all say it is, it's still a platform. When somebody got a book that they want to put out to the world, they come to you, and you can say, hey, because it's my platform, hey, Mama B, I heard you had a blog talk radio show. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I would like you to introduce my book to the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, how much do you charge? They ask you up front because they know they've been to plenty of other places and they charge.
So, if
somebody asks you how much do you charge, you should never say, oh, nothing. You should say, my people are going to get back to your people and we're going to see what we're doing. Because a lot of people on Blog Talk charge. They do. Because it's the November day.
I'm paying
you for Blog Talk Radio. No, I don't expect.
I'm going through here looking at some of these. We've had some interviews with porn stars on here. A lot of people on Blog Talk Radio charge.
I don't understand why y'all never heard of this before. Y'all acting like it's
unheard
of.
Well, I'm not saying, I don't. That's fine. I'm just saying you ain't charging. No, I'm not charging.
No, Jay ain't charging, but you never heard of nobody else charging?
I've never heard anyone paying a radio station for an interview. I've worked in radio. I don't know. I'm just saying I've worked in radio. And we had guests.
You don't even go around Blog Talk people. We're not even talking to you no more.
Let me ask you a question. Oh my God. Let me ask you a question. This past week, Kimbo Slice died, right? Today, and thanks to you, thanks, Ms. Terry, for sending that information to me about Sean Rook.
I'm wondering,
who have you said anything about MMA in the last 7 days or basketball? Did you say any of these things?
Not a word.
Okay, because, you know, when people die like that, I got to start asking you questions. Hey, I played basketball today. Today, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a serious accident, and he's no longer with us. Thank you, Momo, for doing what you do. Good gracious.
Nope.
Let's see here.
Nope.
Okay, I'm glad. I just want to make sure. All right,
innocent.
Well, see, did y'all see Bobby Brown's interviews with Ernest?
Was it good?
I refuse to look at it.
Why?
Well, I just do.
How much of this
do we need to know? And you had sex with a girl? Please, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with you.
He had sex with who?
I never.
Ghost.
He had game. He did what, Miss Elliot?
He got gang banged by a ghost. A ghost raped him. Yeah.
Oh boy, sound like he drinking that stuff. Momo BB drinking. Boy, damn.
But before I go drinking, who was the ghost?
I'm telling you, what
did it look like?
He doesn't know. Just in case I run into them, I need to know. He doesn't know what it is.
He's still high.
He said he wasn't high. And he said he had a encounter with a ghost.
That's why Whitney's ass was on drugs.
And he need to keep it to himself. I'm not going to be a part of that. I saw one of his interviews, and it was good enough for me. That was it. He felt bad what happened to his daughter and Whitney. He seemed remorseful. I accepted all that. I accepted what he said in that interview, and I was good on that. And that was it. I don't need to see any part two remix, nothing else that he got to say after that. I don't need to see it. If he's still going through stuff, you on your own, boo.
I ain't rocking with that.
And I don't need to see it. Cause
you know, Cleveland, you know, Miss Elias, Cleveland was up by 20 points. I looked down and did something trying to get BTR up. I look up, they down by freaking, they up by 10 now. I mean, good God. I mean,
or 11.
Wow. Yeah.
I hope they lose. That nigga didn't leave on.
Well, you know, anyway, so, folks, you know, we're just kind of conversating. It's just because of how it's set up, it's Conversating is not a word. Thank you, Ernest Jr.
I'm just saying. Okay. I've been told that many times. I got to pass on the good blessings.
Yeah, well, my mother tells me that stuff all the time, too, but I'm going to say what the hell I want to say. How about that?
Even if you sound like a fool on radio, okay.
I don't give
a
damn. I sound like a fool every Wednesday and Saturday. It won't be no change.
You will. If you want to say something about somebody saying shit, you need to talk about conversation.
Hey, watch your mouth.
I was saying, watch your mouth. You talk about
no.
You watch your mouth with your broken English.
Hey, man, do you have control of the board yet?
You got broken English.
When
they
untamed.
You got broken English, and you think you bless you.
This is not it.
Conversating.
Oh, look at
check
this.
Check it. It's worse.
I found an old argument that me and Chris
saying
Chris
my
D was having on the air.
S-A-M-I-S-A-I-T word.
So, Elias.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
So, Sanders ain't giving up, huh? He's sticking in there, huh?
No,
we're going
to
talk about that, too, on
to
Sunday,
go.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Just
on Sunday. On Sunday.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, you lost the nomination. You just, you know. Then again, they said that.
It is getting ridiculous now. He just needs to go somewhere and sit down.
What he needs to do is repair the party and pull it back together. The super delegates are not going back. You let it go. Let it go, boy.
Okay. Is there a commercial break coming up?
How are we going to do that, Momo B?
Well, I don't know. Really, how are we going to do that?
Are you smoking? What the hell are you talking about?
I just said, is there a commercial break coming up? You talk about how we got to do
that. Have you heard anything remotely close to a regular show? I mean, what the hell is wrong with you?
That is pretty bad, Mama. That is pretty bad.
Well, I don't care how bad it is.
What are you talking about?
You know, well, I'm just saying, when it comes to politics, then it's game over. I don't even want to talk about it because I don't do that. And this is a Wednesday night show. We don't talk politics. So when y'all start talking politics, I know it must be something bad. Because we don't go down on the way day.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be no part of it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm trying to.
Wait.
Just change the subject, okay. Then. Change the subject.
Will you change
we all can talk about.
Will you change
how about
it?
That?
You change it.
Okay, well, let me change it. How about this? I did something good today. I
what'd
donated
you do today?
Blood.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh no! No, you did not!
Oh
no! Oh, it's gonna be some more violent little jokers running around town now, boy. Ooh, I got this blood and I'm feeling tingly on the inside. I feel like saying Mother Ducker, Mom. What happened? I don't know. I got this blood. Crazy ass. I don't want nothing that you. I don't want none of your DNA in me, because boy, I may get some of them bad ass.
They accepted it, and you let them know when it's coming through your behind. When
well,
you,
I hope
you
it don't come
like,
my damn way.
It.
That's a damn show.
You know, you
with
you
that tainted ass blood.
Sensation. You let them feel those tingling.
She ain't
blood, damn blood, man.
You're not
now you know damn well.
Sensation.
Yeah, like, damn. Ooh, my goodness! Wow.
What blood is it?
I gotta start. I feel like I got a curse today. Wait, what?
That blood gonna be high as hell. It's like, look.
I know, bro. I know.
No.
I don't know why
they
didn't ask you for more information.
They
do they do a background check on your ass when they take blood?
What are you doing? Yo, they want to know if you have HIV, which I don't. They want to know if you have gonorrhea or syphilis, which I know. No. They want to know.
What about
if
Henny?
You...
Do they want to know you got Henny?
No, they didn't even ask that question.
They asked you how much you drink?
Did they
do a little bit of test on your ass?
They didn't do that either. I mean,
their blood is tainted.
But listen, they run tests.
What?
So if something is high on whatever, I guess they will figure that out on the backside. But from the questions I was asked, I was free. Because I don't have no gonorrhea, no syphilis. I ain't slept with nobody with AIDS in the past 3 days. I ain't did none of that stuff that was asking. So I'm like, yep, I'm good. And I was kind of nervous. They didn't even ask about alcohol drinking. And I was waiting for them to ask. They didn't ask for that. So apparently.
You should have volunteered that information.
No, they didn't. You're so stupid.
Yeah. You shouldn't be talking about some. You
day
know damn well your ass
night.
Drank like a damn fish. You done gave somebody
day
else that
night.
Crazy ass
but
blood.
No,
you should have told
no,
them.
No, no, no. They're going to test it. If my blood is run through the screening process well, then it's good.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Telling you, it's good.
Somebody
they didn't even ask about smoking weed or none of that. I was surprised. I was surprised.
I'm shocked, too.
They didn't. Look, I was surprised about all the questions they didn't ask. I was like, wait a minute. Part two,
you should have volunteered that information. You should have told them you had been in jail. You should have told Dez that you drink all the damn time. You should have told them all this
like,
information and then
look,
gave them the
look,
option if they still wanted that crap or not.
They were like, did you ever have sex with somebody who had anal sex? I'm like, I hope not.
Can I get another question?
It was a yes or no question, too. How do you answer yes or no? I mean, I answered no, but he really going to answer that. I'm like, I hope not.
Lying ass.
Like, no, I'm lying. I never had sex with nobody who I know that had sex with another man. Like, what? And then they had the
females
only. Then they had the females only question.
Oh
I'm like,
God.
What is this? They just had to put us on Front Street. Have you ever nobody had sex with a gay man? No! Motherfucker! What? Why would you have to ask the female only question? That's when the system is messed up. That should be your only question. You should ask a male that too. Have you ever had sex with a person who normally has sex with another man? That should be a question for males and females. Like, why?
Yeah, they need to ask you that question just in case you might have the booty disease and you don't know it.
Yo, Jay, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Males and females get asked the same question. The question said females only. That meant to me that males are not asked the question. That's just what it meant to me. I don't know what it is about. But it said, have you ever had sex with a male who's had sex with another male? I'm like, what? Why is this a female-only question? Why couldn't it be this should be an everybody question.
What happened to her?
That's my question. That's my thing. Like, why is it females only? That's
thank
what it's
you.
In the parentheses. I'm just
I got you.
I learned a lot today. I learned a lot. I'm just trying to share. But since you don't want to know, you're going to be one of them
Robert.
Mother duckers getting blood and not knowing where it's coming from. I'm just trying to help you. And you, the process is not that accurate. Because they need a lot
you're
more
greatest.
Questions.
Oh, you know what? The word is.
Me down?
I'm signing to the wrong thing.
You try to shut
all
me
right,
down. Your system is messed up. But you don't want to hear my process of what's going on in the American in system today.
Oh, God.
I'm just trying to tell you. I'm just trying to educate.
Oh, please.
And here you are. Shut me down. But no,
I didn't. I'm
just
you
telling
down.
You the question. I'm
well,
just telling
you
the question.
You. Well, I appreciate it. I really do.
Well, yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hope you don't
did
need
you,
blood.
Yeah, well. I'm glad it's in Florida because if it was down here, I'd really have to be nervous. Like, damn,
it
really
Florida.
She gave
you
blood.
Get blood anywhere. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm saying, but I'm glad that your blood is in Florida and it hasn't left the state
and
line. That's what I'm saying.
You gotta be worried about boo boo.
Yes, the hell it is.
My blood is good. It's the rest
your
of the
blood is
the rest of the blood
is good as a quarter damn gin. That's how good it is.
Let's see. Well, at least you ain't gonna die.
He said, at least you ain't gonna die. Thank you.
Right.
Jesus Christ. We're the worst of all time. So anyway, so we talked about on Saturday that we're gonna do something different with the what's wrong with you, Mr. Man, what's wrong with you, man? You sound like Rich's sister, you okay? Kind of stuff she be doing. You all right, dog?
Dude, if LeBron's supposed to be the best player in the league, man, why is he shying away from the Rock? They ain't taking over nothing, man.
What the hell are you talking about,
over.
Man? Well, I guess it's that type of show. I guess you can just do what the hell you want to do, I guess.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah.
Don't
get
mad
at me.
You're talking about I'm talking about LeBron James. You're talking
man,
about
he booty. Who said Momo B talk about that crap? I ain't talking about no man getting no booty. What you talking about?
That's what I was just saying. We just got done talking about that. And now I'm talking about LeBron.
No, she was talking about that.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, never mind.
Hey, man, why can't I get into...
Listen to him, Rock. Let me get into his new show. What are we talking about, Jay?
I don't know. I don't know. Don't give me a line. I have no idea. Christ. I have no clue. I'm so pissed off of these people on BTR Radio for messing up this damn show. I don't even give a damn today. You know what? Just let them listen to what we, how we, look, this is what we do if we're talking on the damn phone amongst friends. To hell with all y'all. Yes, you know.
Just imagine. Just imagine if I was just as bougie and simple as you. You would have had dead air for 25 minutes.
There it is. If I'm just as bougie
as you. Let's go. Keep going.
I'm not bougie.
Don't keep stop now, boo.
Wow, look
at
this.
If you
don't want
to hear me, speak up.
You know, Miss LDS, man. Oh, damn. Look at this. You know, we were a part of a website a long time ago that would, we would be on a road. Damn, we would be on a rotation for artist interviews. It was out of Atlanta. I remember that. I'm going through and trying to find a press package to send to this guy. And, oh, look at that.
I
cannot, huh? Yeah, you know, I can't find it. But I'm going through here and I'm looking through some of this old stuff, man. Wow. You know, man, I tell you, we've had a lot of people. We had this chick named Sunny. What's her name? She was a porn star. We got on the show from VIM because she was on that show. And then I was like, hey, I want to get her on our show so we can talk to her. That's what me, Tyreek Styles, and
what show?
Home
VIM.
Was. Yeah, remember VIM, Marty?
No.
Wait a minute. One time I mentioned that, you said, I don't want to mention that. Don't mention that. We don't want to talk about that. Now you mentioning it. That's what I said. VIM. Who's VIM?
You know, once again,
yeah,
you always try to find opportunity
to,
you know.
I said, you remember,
you
Mari, and you said, I don't want to talk about that. I said, okay.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I? I did say that.
Oh, okay. Wow! Hey.
Oh, look at this. Here is a email from a program director. Here it is. It says, "Jay, I love the energy." Okay, this is back in 2010.
And you just start now reading it?
No, yeah, I read it then. I read it then.
You did read it then. If you read it then, it would not still be in your things to read box. You would not even reread it because you would have been so past that. If you would have got like a million things after that, you would not even reread it. You such a liar. And the truth ain't in you.
He's telling me that they love the show, but the economy was so bad they didn't have any room. But they contacted
them
later. Well, that was 6 years ago. So
I was like, I can't even read this stuff. He's reading. He sounds like a clown.
Oh god,
that was 6 years ago.
6 years ago. So, you know, but see, I don't have a personal slave like damn Callaway has with the rich sister. See, I need one of those.
He said Callaway. Yo, Miss Terry, he said Callaway.
I know Callaway.
Callywood. Callywood, I'm sorry. I don't have a personal slave like she has one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He stopped with rich sister.
That's why you can't read people's emails from 6 years ago
because
you'll never
get those. Well, because see, Callie wouldn't have to worry about that. See, she has rich sister.
No, she does her own stuff. See, rich sister don't need
that's
her
a lie.
Mail
rich sister do all that stuff
she
for
don't.
Her. She'd be over there.
She
yes,
me.
She does.
Look, listen to my tone. Trust me.
I'm listening.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
What you mean,
Ann?
Okay. What you mean, Ann? What are you talking
happening.
About? How you know?
And I
how
not
you
now,
know?
But 6 years ago. 6 years ago.
It was.
I think Richard was reading all that stuff.
She was a personal slave.
She was. I think
she
so.
She was a personal slave. Yes, she was.
That's why
she
they became so tight.
She was a personal slave. Rich... Let me stop. See, y'all gonna get us in trouble. I'm deleting this damn show, and this is all over with. Cause you ain't gonna get me in trouble.
Now, when I say something, the show gotta be deleted. When you popping stuff on,
no, I'm
on,
just saying, no, even me. I'm just saying,
it.
I don't wanna. Well, look at this. Oh, here's Kanye Dawson's information.
Talking like you guys talking on the phone and ain't nobody else listening. You got a
whole. I don't even care no more.
You got a lot of people that come back and listen to this.
He ain't even got to the question of the day yet. I'm
there ain't no damn question of the day. The question of the day is why the show don't damn work. That's the question of the damn day. Yeah. Answer that one.
You mean?
The question of the day. You still think you really, Momo? You think this is still going on the way you think it is? Ain't no damn question of the day. Hell.
I don't think
this
nothing.
Is a telephone conversation. Hell.
I never think. I just call
out.
In. I never think what is what.
I think I got a question of the day. When we go to commercial break.
This is a damn party
really?
Line.
Yeah, that's exactly what the hell this is. It's what they call it, uncut. It's uncut.
Yes, yeah. I like it.
What did they used to call that stuff? Real MTV?
Track.
Oh, it's called Unplugged on TV, yeah.
Unplugged.
Michael
unplugged.
Jackson, Unplugged.
Yeah, if you just stay on track with the topic, anything, we can just go. But you flying.
Well, I told you have
it.
Okay, bring up one then. It's on you.
Mm-mm. You said it to me before. I brought up one. You tried to shut me down, mother.
No,
daughter.
I didn't.
So now you pick
we
up.
We ran. It ran its course.
I just been there, done that. Good. I just brought up something.
Bring
you tried to shut me down when I was talking about it. So now I'm done with
no,
that.
No, I tried to shut down your cursing. Oh, look at this.
No, you didn't. Whatever. You next.
Oh, this is the chick that was from.
I'm tired of being the silenced.
This is the chick from whatchamacallit, Miss Elias from Mo Better Blues.
Who cares?
Yeah, Cinder Williams.
I mean, look here, man. Here's the old boy, man. The dude, Witherspoon's contact information. Anita? Mm. Oh, look at this. Maybe I should look in here more often. Well.
How long ago would that been sitting there?
Since 2013.
Yeah, now you sound like a fool. I didn't say this on live radio. Like, if they should be listening, they're like,
I
you on the duck up for real. You should care. How can you sit
look
there on live radio if you don't care about your people?
2011, Angela Winbush. Oh, here's some contact information too.
Yes.
Remember Angela Winbush? It's the real thing. I mean, I was doing a lot of work back there. I got tired, man. I can't keep doing this stuff. Like I said, I need a personal slave, like Caliwood. That's what I need.
Well, if you was nice to Richard, she probably would be your personal slave too.
Calling all kind of names and what have you.
Yeah.
First of all, she once again we're getting this all mixed up. First of all, she started with the names. Okay, all I did was fire back. She kept talking about that brown damn jacket, and I got tired of her bald-headed ass talking about that jacket. And so I said, okay, no problem. I'm bringing the noise. And that's how it happened. Get your facts straight. You in that tan jacket. Oh, yeah, I saw you in the big tan jacket. Like, what?
Yeah, we're not going to find. She did run that in the ground. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, so I'm not going to sit here and just take that abuse without responding back.
And because that was the only laugh that she was getting. So,
she's a lady.
She
you're
ran
not
with
be talking about it like that, Jay.
She
you
ran with it.
Wrong.
Nah.
Don't do that because she's going to listen to
I'm
this and then she's going to be mad at me like she always
does. If you're mad talking about me, then the conversation should be sued about it. You know. Doing
that, Jay. Yeah, you know, you ain't got to talk about her, Jay. And she's going to be listening like, ooh, he was talking about me. You know, you just, that's all you do. That's what you do.
You know what,
and you
Jay?
Know what, Michelle is? Back in 2011, you remember that Chinese mama that was beating her, that, man, we had her on, I don't even remember her being on the Serious Five.
No, we didn't.
Wow. She was on a Serious Five. We did an interview with her. Because she was the one that wouldn't let her kids.
Somebody
doing what?
You said beating her kids. What is she doing with her kids?
No, this was the Chinese lady who would not let her kids be. It was a big story. It was a Chinese lady who would let her kid participate in nothing. She was always on her to be whatever, and they called her a monster. And I'm going through, I'm back in 2000. I'm looking for a press kit to send to this dude, and I don't know. I know I've sent him out before, so I'm going through my emails looking for him. I bet you if he's listening to this today, he says, man, I don't want to be on that damn radio show.
I know. How long ago did he ask for the press kit?
I was supposed to send it to him this weekend. This past weekend.
Don't say 2006, because I was going
to. No, 2016, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, 2002 after, but he's got to send information from 2009.
2016. But I'm going through all these.
You got to keep your stuff relevant.
Don't come to your phone or something? Or you just not looking at it?
No, this was a long time ago. I mean, this is 2011, man.
Sitting around eating chicken? What you doing?
It probably came to my phone. Hell. Here's Diva Dance Records. Oh, look at this. Hey, we had this guy on the show, too. Remember this guy, Mr. Elias, the Epiphany? Castro? Oh, what is this?
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
He died. Mm-hmm.
So remember that guy. This music doesn't sound too bad.
Oh, Jay.
I know. Well, what do you want? Hell, you know how this crap story. We started an hour and 15 freaking minutes late. You can't really have access to none of our sound. I mean, what the hell? We're doing like what everybody else do on BTR. Just call in and bump their damn gums. Gary, did you see signs? This is uncut and raw. This is not.
Yeah, well, it would work for a show, because remember, that's what I did. But you still.
You did what?
You keep bringing up old stuff that nobody knows. Remember, Nick Elliott?
He really ain't saying nothing. You're right about that. So.
You don't know anything yet, so you might as well just hang up the show. I got something that can be doing.
Hey, I agree with you. All right, Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts. Give me your final thoughts. I'm with you. We can shut this mess down right now.
Good night.
Oh, you didn't have court. You see that, Mr. Elias?
The wedding. What's the score?
Oh, yeah. Boom. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, let me ask you a question, man. Do you think Steph Curry's wife is pretty? I think she's ugly, man.
Here you go. That's his wife, and that's his woman, and ain't yours. Why are you worried about somebody else's wife?
Big old wide face.
Why are you worried about somebody else's wife?
Get on the picture.
That's not going to be good. It's clearly the same.
Disrespecting somebody else's wife.
No, it's not good.
That's in a pimple pose.
No, I'm just saying, though. She's all pretty. She's not pretty. She's like Miss Piggy.
She looks like Miss Piggy.
Look at her and put a picture of Miss Piggy next to her.
Don't worry about it. She's Steph's wife, and she's getting what she's getting, and you ain't got a Miss Piggy. You wish you would have had a, and you had a Miss Piggy. So shut up.
You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. I keep trying to tell you that. You all right. I get broke off every night.
Man, whatever.
Can you say the same?
I am pivoting.
Oh, everybody laughing. Mr. Elias must have said something. What you say, punk?
I just said what, man?
You said something.
I said, as long as you get hands, you probably do get broke off every night.
Yeah, you get popped off.
My ass. Look at Steph Curry's wife, and look at Miss Piggy, and you tell me if they don't favor.
You're wrong.
They do favor.
Well, you know what?
Look at Steph.
That's wrong.
What?
You don't want nobody talking about your daughter's
at Steph
like
Curry's
that.
Wife.
Shut up. Let me talk about nobody's wife like that.
You talk about somebody's son like that all the damn time. Stop talking about your son. You talk about my mama's son all the damn time.
I talk about you to your face.
Well, that's my mama's son.
If she was sitting here, you could talk about her to her face. I talk about you to your face. That's what I talk about.
I'm pretty
about.
Sure you done said some stuff about me behind my back.
No, anything I said, I've already told you about it.
Well, I don't know her. If I saw her, I would tell her. Should I send it to her Instagram?
Yeah.
keep digging bad.
Look, I said it, I said it. It's that.
I said it to us, what do you call it?
Huh?
I've started a trend. Look at her.
Somebody got to show up at your doorstep knocking on your damn door. You don't want that.
Well,
you're not about that life.
That's what
you're not about that life.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I would. I would show up at your door.
I know you do. You've been incarcerated, and you still act the way you do.
I'm showing up at your door. If you talk about me, I got a few flights ready to be booked.
You've been incarcerated.
Set up.
You've been in prison.
I don't give a damn. I'm going
to your
house.
Still,
I'm going
act
to
act the
your
way
house
you do.
If you want to
yeah,
talk,
you do.
Man,
I mean, yes, you
because
do.
Because the thing is, I don't care about being incarcerated or not. I care about
apparently,
you know,
that's obvious.
Me, Momo B, I got pride and dignity about myself. You can't just say anything you want to say to me. You cannot. I don't care who, and that's the thing, that's why I have a problem with working for people. I need to be my own boss and my own business. Because you will not.
You know the thing about the first lady, man,
kind of way
sometimes they
to
catch her and she looks good, sometimes they catch her and she looks like a damn
ooh,
good God.
Ooh.
The first lady.
Stop it. You know what? You're just getting straight with
you. You're talking about, what's her name? Michelle?
Michelle Obama. Yeah.
Oh. Shit, I thought you were talking about me, the first lady. I thought you were talking about me. You know what I mean? I was like, wait a minute, what? I was getting ready to revamp my whole page.
Now you're talking about the first lady. Now you're talking about Obama's wife.
Okay.
Well, you know it's
continue.
True.
Look.
You catch her sometimes.
You don't look at her that close. Huh?
Yes, you do. Sometimes you catch her,
no,
she looks good, and sometimes you catch her, she looks like a damn monster.
I hear it,
because
I don't know.
The truth be told, when he first was running, I saw her. I was like, what? She didn't even look at me.
See?
When she first came on the scene, I'm saying she wasn't nothing to look at. And according to me and my standards and my eyes, everybody ain't cute to me.
You're right.
So when I first saw her, she wasn't cute to me. She wasn't.
See, Steph's mama
was like,
looks better than his wife.
But I was like, okay, whatever. And it's not. But the thing is, in order to be the president's wife, you don't got to be cute. So that's not
yes,
that's
do.
Not something she ought
to be. No,
you
don't. Look at Barbara Bush.
Yes, we go back for decades and look at all them broads.
Look
please, at
Steph,
we are not running
how
that deal,
and a, how did Dale Curry
and
get
if,
her? That's what I want to
and
know.
If Hillary,
damn.
And if Hillary makes
he's
the presidency,
player,
she's going to be ugly. Yeah. So stop.
Hey, don't talk about Hillary. Let's talk about Barbara. Yeah. Let's talk about who was the president before. Let's talk about Nancy Reagan. Let's talk about who was the other one.
Hey, she's dead.
She's
you're too late. She's already
cool.
Died. You know, she's already gone.
I'm just saying how people, none of the president's wives was relevant of how they look until we got a black one.
The only one that was
half,
okay.
Look.
You know what? That's
no,
a good
listen,
point.
Listen,
okay, so
listen,
how many presidents
listen, what I'm saying.
Had
nobody
wives that were decent looking?
What the wife looked like until we had a
Jackie
black one. Now everybody cares about how she looked.
Jackie Onassis, that's true.
I don't even know who that is.
You know what, man? I was reading something. That damn JFK dude, that dude was laying pipe in the White House.
He was a pimp, baby.
This dude took it to a whole different level.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe.
You're not even scratching the surface with that.
If you were sharing her with Marilyn Monroe, at least she was a pretty first lady. You might as well say she was kind of a first lady.
This dude had affairs with at least 10 women.
Well,
and they released this past week. They released love letters that he had sent to another one of his chicks, trying to get her to come up to where's the place where the president's going to chill out, Camp David, when he'll come and hang out with me. This dude, man, oh my God, how the hell did they keep this up? Well, you know why? Because they don't live in this age. That's why.
Right.
Because you remember.
Yeah.
If something happened at 8 o'clock in the morning, you had 4 hours of cleaning up before the 12:30 news cycle came on. Not now.
Nope.
Not now. As soon as it happens, that mess is out there.
I bet. But you know what? I bet Obama had a lot of women throwing panties at him.
Well, but you know what? They ain't got none on him, though.
It ain't going to be told, but I bet a lot of women would just like,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I ain't got to.
I think so.
What do you mean you don't
think
so?
Jay.
I think
so.
I don't think so.
The
president is not a... Come on, now stop it. If he wasn't the president, y'all wouldn't give him
to
him. What
she said was... So she didn't say he was catching them. She said
he was
they were throwing
them. I said she was...
He was saying,
"Why you don't
need
that? Let him go through my neighborhood if he's not prepared to get in his face."
Yeah, I wish you would. Yeah, your ass is bigger than the rest.
Let him go through my neighborhood and see how much panties he get in his face.
Really?
So I trust and believe. I understand that, and I don't know why you said I would be so. You get more pain than you.
But First Lady,
you think,
was knocking him down. First Lady was knocking him down as soon as somebody was throwing him. First Lady was like,
Miss Cherry, Michelle was like, "Here's your draw, bitch."
That's funny. Michelle, do you think John Legend's wife is pretty?
He's not
She ain't got no body.
She ain't got no body.
She ain't got no
ass.
She ain't got no ass.
She has these ugly. She's an ugly female,
But she match him.
Wait a minute.
Is she
black or is she white?
Oh, God, look at her. You know what? See, this is the reason why you should watch the news every now and then. Your ass is just lost.
I see a pattern here. J-Val is dissing every black woman.
She's not black.
She ain't pretty. She ain't pretty. What color is she?
Oh, well, see, go look at the news.
I think she's Asian.
Well, she ain't white. J-Val don't like white people.
Yeah. And then that chick that freaking old boy was messing with, her ugly ass, tiny. What is he seeing her? The one that T.I. was messing with.
T.I.?
Tina. What's her name? Tiny.
What's her name?
Tiny. That's her name.
Well, she was popping all them babies out for him.
She was ugly before. But no, my thing is, she liked her that way. No, but I'm serious. I never thought she was attractive, but he did. I don't have to like the way she looked. He obviously did. And that's
what is he looking at?
And
she thinks she's pretty, too. Well, ugly ass.
I heard she did a good blow job.
And
you know,
I don't think Rihanna's that fine.
I think Rihanna's holding.
I mean, body wise, she's smacking.
You think Rihanna's what, Miss Elias?
I think she's fine. Hell.
Oh. And Jay Bob, what she say you think about her?
She has a nice body. That's about it.
No, I just ask these questions because I look at people. I do. Men, women, I look at everybody. And when see Rihanna, I look at her as a little girl. I don't look at her as anything else. But she just looks like a little girl to me. Like, she looks young. So I can't judge her because I got young girls in my family.
Yeah.
So I'm just interested to see how y'all figure her when I think, she just looks like little to me. She's just little.
Now, you heard about this chick that they think is Steph Curry's side piece, Miss Elias.
Oh,
you hear about that, right? What's her name? Rose?
Nah.
Because they said, no, not her. It's somebody else. And they
Rose,
said that she was behind.
Yeah.
Said that she was behind the basket in the Golden State, and they found footage of her. Oh, good God, that's her right there too. Good God, that thing is fine.
She must be white and fine.
No, she's not white and fine. She's a sister.
No.
He probably got
a little something on the side.
So they said LeBron James. He said LeBron James wanted her that he was gonna try to get her to Cleveland to get the basket.
Damn!
Ronnie Rose, that's her name. Ronnie Rose. Fans believe she's his alleged side chick after a sexual gesture. Look her up, Ronnie Rose.
maybe she do like other women do and share a man. I don't know.
Ronnie Rose.
I would.
Yeah, you saw it too, huh?
I would share a man. If I had a man that was a basketball star.
Well, you know what, she ain't that fine.
I would share him if I had to. I would. If I had to do it, I would do it. I wouldn't want to, but I would.
She
ain't
that damn fine.
I'll be building my bank account. Are you cheating? I'll be building.
Really?
That's what I do.
Dump.
Go ahead.
Dump.
She's not that damn
the
fine.
The more
nights you
stay away, the more money I be stacked.
Well, I did. That's right.
Oh, look.
Bye.
She was licking her. Oh, there it is. She was licking her her
she
fingers like she was sucking the ding dong.
Because there's some women,
Lord,
that would just go out like that. So she might have gave him a gesture or whatever. Because, you know, he getting it thrown to him left and right.
She's not that attractive.
You know.
What makes these people think because you pile on all this damn makeup that you find?
Well,
oh my God.
She's not that pretty.
Jay, you already smashed the same girl
like
you're talking about.
Oh, look at the ass on how to write on this one. Good googly moogly. All right. Anyway, damn. Wow, that's nice. Anyway.
Yeah, wow.
Nice. Give me a final thought for Sherry Hill. It's time to go. Time to go, hell.
You just wrong. You wrong. You going to everybody.
All these big fake jugs
you
got, these fake titties. They all fake. I don't know what men do.
You wish you had a pair at home. Shut up.
Right.
You know what? I'm gonna go suck on a pair as soon as this show's over with for your ass. How about that?
You ain't gonna suck on a pair of nothing.
What you gonna do is take off your shirt and lift
up. Fucking clown. All right, anyway, final thoughts with Sherry.
Bye.
Thank
That's
you.
My
right? Short and sweet.
I feel the same way. It's
oh, yeah, let's see. Let's test that theory. Thank you, Momo B. All right, Miss Elias, give me your final thoughts.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Hey, deuces. I'm done.
Shoot.
Yeah, I'm done, too.
Try to degrade women and talk about that one. The show was over a long time ago.
Oh,
and now we had to listen to you doing your stupidness. Yeah,
well, whatever,
Saturday.
Bye.
Saturday,
everybody's warming.
Saturday. Fucker. Play the music. Shit.